A large presence of law enforcement vehicles was observed this Thursday afternoon on Highway 254 near the 5,000 block of Miranda in southern Humboldt. Lieutenant Conan Moore with the Marijuana Enforcement Team stated that his department was responding to complaints stemming from illegal cannabis cultivation.
So I'm Lieutenant Moore with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, and I'm in charge of our Marijuana Enforcement Team and the Humboldt County Drug Task Force. During the month of May and June, the Humboldt County Marijuana Enforcement Team and also Humboldt County Code Enforcement, we received a bunch of complaints regarding a property in the 5,000 block of Highway 254 Miranda. Marijuana enforcement team deputies, and speaking with the complainantees and viewing the property, were able to establish probable cause for a search warrant. June 27th, the MET team, Humboldt County Code Enforcement, and Department of Cannabis Control served that warrant on the property. The parcel did not possess the required county permits or state license to cultivate cannabis. During the service of the warrant, deputies seized and destroyed over 70.5 pounds of cannabis bud, 395.4 pounds of cannabis sake, and 77.9 pounds of keef. Additional violations, civil fines, are expected from code enforcement and DCC. The case, no arrests were made, and the case is being forwarded to the DA's office for review.
Along with the cannabis flower and keef was nearly 400 pounds of shake, which includes small buds, leaves, and trichomes, often what's left over after trimming or processing the flower. As a byproduct of cannabis, we asked if it carries the same fines and penalties as full buds.
Yeah, because it's all marijuana.
Despite legalization, Lieutenant Moore says the unit is expected to have a busy summer in the Emerald Triangle.
We'll be conducting overflights throughout the county on areas that we get the most complaints from, and we get quite a few every day, and so we look into those properties, and if we need to fly them, we will. This one being so close to the road, we were able just to drive by and get the information we needed that way. But yes, we'll be working with Fish and Game, Department of Cannabis Control, Code Enforcement, CAL FIRE if needed, if there's forestry issues.
KMA News will continue to share updates on cannabis enforcement activity.